Now for our story. Yesterday we left a gripping situation when Max Tilly had wandered off in search of the Snakes of Sanders, as he called them. But we suspect he meant one and only one, Benjamin Carter. This has all come about through Max's realization of what harm Carter has done him and his loved ones through his poisoning of the Stratford Springs water. Yesterday, Max learned that Carter had visited his home to try to square himself with Mary Southern, who was recovering from a terrible illness. This was too much for Max, so without Mary's knowledge, Max armed himself and went out looking for Carter. On his way, Danny Stratford saw Max and tried to talk with him. John Davis over at the bank also encountered Max, and they had words. We left Max wandering down the street with but one object in mind: to kill the Snake of Sanders. That is where we pick up our story today. Max is vaguely making his way down the almost deserted main street of Sanders, talking to himself and appearing almost as confused as though he were drunk. As our scene opens, he is approached by Daddy Stratford.
No use. That guy in my head arguing for Carter's run out, he's got no more to say. I gotta go over and do the job now.
Hey, hello there, Max.
Huh?
You ought to be home this time of night with that sick little woman of yours.
Hello, Daddy.
Now, you come from the bottling works.
Yeah? What were you doing there?
Well, I talked to Doc Benson this morning about those cases of water. He showed me how to test the water for that poison. You know what I found?
No. What did you find?
I found 4 cases of the water poisoned altogether.
Including the case that Mary drank out of?
Yes, including that case.
That means that guy arguing for Carter loses out. The other guy arguing against Carter wins. And I'm glad.
Say, what are you talking about, Max? What guy's arguing with what guy?
The guy in my head that says Carter threw his dice and lost, and now he's got to pay.
Listen, I sit up nights trying to figure out how to make a little money first. Now, everything's going haywire, and you go around talking about guys in your head. What is this?
And Carter is a snake. He's a poisonous snake. I gotta go over and step on his head. Crunch it in the ground.
Max, are you going nuts?
Do I look nuts? Don't you think Carter ought to die?
Well, he's been a no-good crooked businessman in this town, but dying don't solve any problems.
Yeah, it does when the snake keeps coming in the house all the time and scaring women and children.
Say, what's all this snake business, and what's it got to do with Benjamin Carter, Max?
Just that I gotta go kill Carter.
Listen, Max, don't talk like that in public. People might think you mean it and go lock you up in a booby hatch.
I still gotta kill Carter.
Now, Max, this is going too far. Now, come on, let's go home.
Oh, I can't, Daddy, I can't. I'll see you in the morning.
All right. But promise me you don't mean to say anything more about this killing Carter business.
Sure. I guess I oughtn't to talk that way. I gotta think of my respectability in this town. Well, I'll see you in the morning. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Max. And don't forget what I told you.
Yeah. Don't forget what I told you. Now, what was it that I had to do? Huh? Oh, yeah. I gotta go kill Carter. I want to speak to Mr. Carter. Yeah. Now, where's that hotel clerk? I want to speak to Mr. Carter. Well, then I'll go find him myself. Yeah, that for you. I bet he's in his office. The very office where Daddy Stratford used to sit. I'll find him. Yeah, here we are.
Come in. Oh, Max Tilly. Won't you come in, Mr. Tilly?
Yeah, Mr. Carter. I want to thank you for letting us bottle our health water in the basement of your hotel.
Oh, that's nothing, Tilly. Well, I was only too glad to help you out. By the way, how's your wife getting along? I understand she's been very ill from something. Poison, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Carter. My wife's been very sick. That's what I come to see you about. I gotta roll my dice.
Cigar, don't throw your hand out of that pocket.
Why, you're too slow this time, Carter. I got the draw on you. Put that gun back in the drawer and close it.
All right. You win. You got the draw.
Close that drawer like I told you to.
All right.
There. That's better. And get your hat and coat.
Just a minute. If you're going to lead me off like a sheep to slaughter, at least I'd like to know what I'm being butchered for.
You will get more justice than you ever gave anyone.
Look here, you can't do this. What's against me?
You know what's against you. You poisoned that water that nearly killed my wife. And might have killed many more people if she hadn't drunk it first.
You can't prove I poisoned any water.
Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tilly.
All right, Carter. All right. We got you dead to rights this time. It's no use denying it.
Yeah? You still haven't given one good reason to prove it.
I don't need one good reason. I know your kind.
Yeah? Crook eats crook. Look here, Tilly. You can't prove a thing on me and you know it.
You'll get life for this, and my name isn't Max Tilly. And I'll see to it. And besides, you got a bad record.
Yeah? I'll place my record against yours in court any time.
Pretty smooth, Carter. But not smooth enough this time. I ain't gonna let you pull any tricks over a dumb jury.
Look here. You don't
mean
you're
gonna... that you gotta pay for what you've done. Some way or another. And I'm going to see to it that you do.
Well, maybe this does look bad for me. But look here, Max.
Now listen, you. Don't get personal. My name ain't Max to you. It's Mr. Tilly.
All right, Mr. Tilly. Regardless of what's happened to your wife, I want you to understand this. I want you to know I didn't want to get married. My idea was to ruin the water until you dropped it. And then I thought, well, maybe we could make a deal on it.
Oh. So that's the game.
Now, if that's what you want, you've got it. Oh, I'm sorry. Terribly sorry about what happened to your wife. But I say again, I didn't mean for her to suffer like that.
Yeah, that's a nice time for you to think of that. The damage has been done. And you can't wiggle out. Here. Here's your coat and hat. Put them on.
What are you going to do with me, Tilly?
I don't know yet. I may kill you, and then again, I may take you over to the jail. Have you locked up to keep me from killing you?
Look here, Tilly. This thing has gone beyond fun.
I never was more serious in my life. Now put on that coat and hat, or I'll have to finish you off right here.
Very well, Mr. Tilly. How about you and me having a drink before we go? Huh? Well, I don't suppose they have the kind of liquor I drink at the jail, yeah?
Come on, come on. Put on that coat and hat.
Very well. You know, Mr. Tilly, there are many similarities in your past and mine. Many, what shall we say, unsavory things done and said. Things that are necessary to off-the-record business practices,
come on,
huh?
Hurry up, hurry up. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, pardon me. Well, I guess maybe when I get up for this long stretch you think you're going to send me up for, why, I'll be a good guy like you. Who knows? But I still think, as a matter of courtesy, as one man to another, you ought to let me take one last drink. Come on, have one with me. Here's the bottle and the glass.
Now listen, Snake. I only drink with my friends.
You mind if I have one? I'm still friends with myself.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks. Well, here's looking at you. Hey, your luck.
My eyes.
Here's something else. Now I've got the gun. Now I've got the gun, Mr. Tilly. We'll see who's going to pay for what. Maybe I'll do the plugging if you don't keep still.
Well, we'll see about that.
poison. Get down to my lungs, Hot. Come on.
Just throw another thing and I'll shoot you.
Get away from that desk. Watch out. I'll get that gun.
I'll
get
it. Oh, I'll break your head.
Watch out. I'll fix you. Not so funny. Get funny with me, will you? Oh, stop it. You're breaking my arm.
Drop that gun. Run, drop the gun.
Gotta go, my arm. Stop that gun.
Yeah. That's better. Now, come on. Get up. Get up.
Listen, Tilly. You got me wrong.
Yeah?
Why, I'd do anything for Mary.
Yeah?
I'll prove it. Here. Look,
huh?
Look.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't open that door, you. Oh,
give me that gun. Give me that gun.
Come on.
Did Max shoot Carter? Or did Carter manage to get the gun? What a horrible situation if a man's life has been forfeited. A catastrophe like this might prove dangerous to Mary in her weakened condition. All we can say is you'll have to wait until Monday to find out what really did happen in that awful moment that closed our episode today. Your hosts, Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.